You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I forgot that Emily hadn't heard that story about my sister and my brother-in-law allegedly on their wedding night many years ago. Allegedly on their wedding, they swear that they had relations 18 times in that 24-hour period. Emily, Jeremy has heard this story for years.
Yeah.
We've had both my sister and my brother-in-law on the air.
They confirmed
to grill them on this. But Emily, I forgot Emily had not heard that story.
New to me.
Look, and I have accused them of lying left and right. I said, that's just not,
it's not possible.
But yeah, scientifically, there's not enough time
or fluids.
18 times.
I accused them. I said there would only be dust at that
point.
That's
right. That's what I was doing off the air.
but that's what they swear.
Young love.
So I want everyone who's driving to work this morning to be thinking about that. Try to imagine 18 times.
No, every woman right now is like, hell no. I'm not doing, no.
Not even twice.
Chafing.
Well, anyway, so there is that. So now on to other matters.
Speaking of sex.
Speaking of.
Listen, Jeremy, I'm going to let you handle this.
I'm mad as hell right now. I am very uncomfortable in the Mix 100 studios right now because I feel there's a little bit of sexual harassment going on and a double standard, but we'll get to that. Directly behind Emily here in the studio where she's standing, she has two calendars up on the wall. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about puppy dogs and My Little Pony calendars. Well, actually, there is puppy dogs. Damn it! Well, one of the two calendars are firefighters, topless. It's two firefighter calendars.
Sure,
one's just your standard firefighter calendar, and the other one's firefighters naked with puppies.
The first one is the Colorado firefighter calendar, the most popular firefighter calendar in the world,
It's a biggie. It raises a lot of good money.
And the other...
It's just firefighters with puppies.
Stud is real firemen from here in Colorado and puppies.
Yeah, that one's a little pornographic.
It's like there's no two better things in the world than firemen and puppies.
That's great.
It's like God listened and directly answered my prayer in form of time saving management.
A calendar.
Yeah. Which I will add. Is autographed by all the firemen.
Yeah, they're autographed, too.
What's your problem with this calendar, Jeremy?
Sexual harassment. Mm. These calendars are making me feel very uncomfortable in the studio.
Oh, really? Well,
do you feel like less of a man?
A little bit.
24-hour fitness has some specials.
These are bodies
right now
that are unobtainable.
Well, then how did they obtain them?
Well, it's part of their job.
Are you saying these are airbrushed?
Yeah, they might be a little bit.
I met this Dylan character, is a very attainable body. I'll tell you that much right now.
Except from
Simmerdale.
Even by you?
Simmerdale, right.
Would you be able to attain
his
body?
18 times in one night, Tom.
Yeah. Now, there is a bit of a double standard that comes into play because there is no way that Dom and I would be able to hang up Hooters calendars and swimsuit illustrated calendars in this studio.
In fact, we have a story about that. It was about 8 or 9, 10 years ago that we were given this massive calendar thing from the Hooters people, right?
Big calendar.
But it was like an 18-month calendar, and each page had something like 12, 15
women on it.
You know, and the Hooters calendars never go in order. You
it
notice
doesn't.
That? My
Who
dad.
Who cares?
See, it goes from like
whatever.
February to September to June.
This could have been a 1966 calendar and we wouldn't have cared.
My
point is, Emily, is that we were told at that time that we had to keep it under the couch.
Mm-hmm. In our office. Away from
under
any
the
other
couch,
eyes.
So that if we ever wanted to look at it, we had to just go in there, lock the door.
Just us two. Which was weird.
That's
in itself.
A little homoerotic.
Because we were told if we put it up on the wall that is sexual harassment.
It totally is.
Look, and to that I say, number one, if you just go to April, you're going to see hot little Katie here. She is a fire. This is a fire people calendar.
But 90% of those pictures are dudes. There's like one woman sprinkled
well,
in there.
Well, and also,
and she doesn't come up until
still
what,
covered.
June?
There, so, there is more covering on these people that save lives.
So good. So they, that's great. So they threw a bone and they put a woman in April. You're just going to switch from March 31st to May 1st.
And I will also have you know, both of these are fundraisers for the Colorado
that's
Burn
nice.
Centers and,
but they don't
and
need to
Children's
be up,
Hospital.
They don't need to be up at the workplace. They should be up at your house.
No,
then.
I am involved in both of these charities. And therefore, I am just supporting an incredible cause. And then a puppy shelter up north is the puppy
can
calendar.
We, take them down!
No.
Can we agree that there is a double standard, though?
There totally is, man.
There's always a double standard with these kinds of things.
It's not a double standard. It's a double
it's
D on a Hooters girl.
No, it's half-naked guys here in the studio. And I mean, we've got clients that come through and bosses mm-hmm. and new mm-hmm. company. I don't think this kind of stuff should be up in the,
no,
in the
I
studio.
I am so proud to say I Emily, am associated with this.
I understand.
You've been
with,
to one
with,
judging event. You're not
Dylan.
Associated.
And then I emceed the other one.
Emily, I'm just going to tell you that I don't care. You can keep your calendars up, and I don't really care. But I see Jeremy's point about the double standard.
Mm-hmm.
You won't leave him up. I don't care. That's his problem.
I feel uncomfortable.
But yeah. I was just curious if our listeners feel that this is a double standard also, and how many of our listeners would say, you need to take down these fleshy calendars.
Mm-hmm. There's nipples. There's
not
so many
happen.
Nipples here in the studio right
hey,
now.
Hey, everybody has nipples. You guys have nipples and you
so
don't offend
me? So I'm
going
to get involved then with the Hawaiian Tropics calendar and then I'm going to hang those up in the studio.
Yeah, they'll let you.
And that'll be okay?
You're going to bring in like a Cabela's calendar.
Well, that'd be pretty good too.
It's going to be like Duck Dynasty all
okay,
over
well
here.
Okay, well then how would you feel about that? You love animals and you have
right.
animal rights. I'm going to bring in a hunting calendar with guys
like
holding, you know, elk
carcasses.
Heads. Carcasses.
I would call up one of my beefy firefighter friends to come in here.
There's too shiny. Nobody is that shiny in real life.
They are a little oily.
Jeremy claims that this is sexual harassment.
Let's get HR on the line.
Here's Vicky. Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you think about all this?
Well, I think it's okay. And I wouldn't be bothered if a man had a girl calendar up either because that's their personal space and whatever makes them happy.
But the thing is, this is not, I mean, in a way, it's our personal space, but in a way, it's not. It's a communal studio. We have other people that work in here, other hosts, clients that
Are
come in.
Are you jealous of the way they look?
Well, of course I am. Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
I used to have a screensaver on my computer a long time ago, and it scrolled through pictures and for about every 30 seconds, and I had a man with like his shirt off. It was a cowboy, and somebody complained on that. And I was like, are you kidding? It barely is up. Long, in fact, not long enough, in my opinion. And I never took it down. But so some people just, and I worked in an office full of women. So I was like, wow. So it's just,
well,
I guess.
I just don't, it's no place for that kind of stuff in the office.
Vicky, have a great day. Thanks
nudity.
For being
it's
on
nudity.
The show.
It is.
It's nudity.
It's not.
We appreciate your call. Here's Corrine. Hi, Corrine.
Hi.
What do you think about all this?
I think that Jeremy and Dom are correct because it is what? Sexual harassment.
Wait a minute. Don't lump me into this. I don't care. But Jeremy is bothered
Dom
by
likes it.
It. I don't really care.
He loves it.
You put up whatever
wrong.
You want.
Constantly talking
it's
about
wrong.
It.
It's wrong.
I'm sexually harassing Jeremy
you
by
are.
My calendars?
Yes.
By nudity in the
You're
studio.
You're making him look at naked men that are not him.
Oh, they're not naked.
They're naked.
They're just calendars. Topless.
They're not naked.
They're merely topless.
They're sexy and slippery. And
yeah, and the one guy's pulling his pants down a little
bit.
No,
he's just holding on to his,
he's got a heavy
his,
belt.
His big fire pants. Do you not support the first
pants.
Responders? Is that what this is all
Emily,
about?
Emily, my dad was a firefighter
like
for 30
my
years.
I first responders to have protective clothing on so that they won't get burned.
Oh.
Right.
Well, I'd like to.
So what these firefighters are doing is very unsafe.
No.
There's a burn warning right here. You can get burned.
Corrine, thank you for being on
I'm
the show.
I'm feeling a burning right now. That's for sure.
Jess. Hello, Jess.
You need some ointment.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Emily is accusing Jeremy of being a...
I think that's great. You know, he's got to celebrate his inconsistencies in his life. And maybe this is a reconciling of his sexuality. I don't know. Maybe he needs to get comfortable with having... You know, this type of diversity in the office. And I think, you know what, drive around Denver, go to a mechanic shop. How many times do you see a calendar with women on the wall? Does that mean I'm not going to go in there? I just think it's you know, it's... I think
I've never seen that.
Never seen what?
That would be a huge HR issue. The calendars
like
that in the mechanics.
I've gone in. into hundreds of Jiffy Lubes, and they're all over the walls and those things. It's like every time I walk into one, it's a new calendar of something new. And you know, and this is the thing. I understand it's a workplace, but I think it's just more maybe you're uncomfortable with your own sexuality.
Yes, yeah, that's what it is. I'm so confused is what it is.
That's what it is.
Or you should have been a firefighter.
I totally should have.
Jess, thank you for being on the show. Have a great day. You know, so what we've learned is that Jeremy is uncomfortable about his sexuality. And we've also learned that Jiffy Lube is a hotbed for breasted boobies.
Let's start going to Jiffy Lube.
Yes, we've learned
a lot. Why are you changing your own oil?
Here's Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
What do you say?
I say, well, I definitely see the double standard. I did for years work at a car dealership, and I worked on the mechanics parts counter, and so I'd have to go out into the shop, and there were always half-naked women on those calendars.
Made you feel uncomfortable, didn't it?
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
Very,
I got kind of used to it, but there was a salesman who kind of felt sorry for me, so he found me a little beefcake calendar. He said, here, you should have your own beefcake up here, and so I had that up, and the men were... Oh my gosh. No, you can have that. That's horrible. You got to get that down. We can't stand looking at that. It was really kind of funny, actually.
Well, listen, thanks for calling the show. Do you worry about Jeremy's sexuality as much as some
I'm
of the
so
other
confused,
listeners?
Ma'am.
No, I'm sure he's quite fine. You know, he's got two kids.
Oh, that doesn't mean
I think
anything.
I figured it out.
That means nothing. Listen, thank you for being on the show. And here's Lynn. Lynn, we're going to give you the last word. What are you saying?
I think it needs to stay.
Yeah.
I think just leave it alone, and he needs to go get a testosterone shot.
Oh. I do feel like I have low T.
You know,
a little bit.
It's you know, whatever. Dude, get over it, you know?
Maybe
it's
that low
T is
making me so confused.
It's for charity.
Lynn, thank you very much.
Bye, Lynn.
Testosterone shot.
Is that what I need?
I love your blouse today, too, Jeremy.
It matches my handbag.
Could you maybe use Emily's calendars as like a motivation for you to get into better shape? Should you be maybe you should be thanking Emily for spurring you on.
Let's do push-ups right now.
I'll sit on your back. You do some push-ups. We'll get someone with a nice hose to spray you down with water.
Somebody to oil me up.
And... all is well in the world.
God, we're horny people, aren't we?
Rob and Dylan
are
really
so
making
horny.
My month, though, I'll tell you that much.
Chris, our traffic diva, how do you feel about Emily's calendars?
I can't believe I didn't notice them before now. But
see?
Yeah, leave them right there. Do you even look at their faces, Emily?
Oh, God. They have
faces.
She's
looking at her naked parts. It's the naked parts.
I look at their abs and then the puppy's faces. I can tell you what that puppy looks like.
Wait, there's puppies there?
That's actually an idea for a funnier calendar is to do the firefighter calendar, but make them headless.
Right.
Make all of them headless.
Well, make the head, just no face. Because it would be weird if they didn't have a head.
Draw your own face.
Oh, good times. Emily, leave your calendars up.
No.
All right. See, I will tell you.
No.
Now we all know what day it is. What day is it?
It's the nipple
19th?
Day. And apparently, it's nipple day.
I love that there's two of them.
I know.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.